In 1993, the Giants selected an athletic linebacker out of the University of Miami in the 8th round of the NFL draft. And Jesse Armstead would go on to have a fantastic career with the Big Blue, continuing the long tradition of great Giants linebackers.
Man, I was like, whoa, you know, the Giants, you know, because they got so many big, great linebackers. And it was just running through my head like I'm going to New York with the big boys, but it's going to be real hard because I know New York like big linebackers. But, you know, when I got here and I played, you know, I seen the guys and I knew how hard they worked and I knew how hard I was going to work. I loved the game because when I came in here, it was hard-nosed, smash-mouth football. And I like it when it's so hard and real tough for guys because some guys get weeded out then. I knew I was on last after I realized how tough it was here.
Jesse would have his work cut out for him, having to fill the shoes of Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, as 1993 was LT's final season.
You know, so many people compared me all the way through high school as being the next LT. It was a big expectation, but it was amazing to sit next to him. And when he seen me with number 98 on, he said, hey, that reminds me of myself. He said, I used to fly around and do the same thing you were doing. And so, you know, it gave me a little boost.
But it wouldn't be easy for Jesse, as he had to prove his worth to the Giants coaches.
I had to work my way and compete on special teams for 3 to 4 years to get an opportunity to keep beating guys out, beating them out. And finally, they got tired of bringing guys in and say, "This he deserved his spot."
Break from the shotgun. He's looking right. Now looks over the middle, feels some pressure, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Jesse Armstead to the 40, 35, 30, 15, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jesse Armstead. And the Giants win this game in overtime, 27-21.
Jesse would become the Giants' vocal leader, heading up a spirited defensive attack that included dynamic players like Keith Hamilton, Jason Sehorn, and the great Michael Strahan.
Come on, let's go look for a fight today. Let's go look for one. Can't find that star one. Let's go.
My favorite guy to ever play with. Most instinctive, aggressive guy I've ever been around.
Come on, let's talk to him. Let's talk to him over there. Yeah, baby. We don't have a long day, me and you today. It's going to be a long day. Bro, David, bro! Bro! Bro, bro!
In the Giants' magical season of 2000, Jesse would help lead Big Blue to their first NFC title in 10 years.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm calling my mama. I'm calling my mama. My mama told me we won't do it today. I got to call mama.
To win that NFC championship for the owners and Mr. Merrill, Mr. Tisch, the front office, Ernie Accorsi, gave everybody that relief and that happiness. And so it was a great time.
A 5-time Pro Bowler, Jesse was recently inducted into the Giants Ring of Honor. And he will go down as one of the greatest linebackers to have ever played for this storied franchise.
Remember Jesse as a guy that game day that's going to lay it on the line for you. He could be hurt. He's going to throw it out there on the field for you. He's not going to stop. He would not miss a game for you. I never missed a game in my career. One thing they could depend on when they turn on the TV, that 9-8 is going to line up and play football for you. Win, lose, or draw, he's going to lay it out on the line for you. Once a Giant, always a Giant, mean everything to Jesse Armstead.